The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, Michigan's only sports radio network, heard all the way from the UP on 107.3 and AM 920 WMPL Houghton Hancock Calumet, to our newest affiliate, AM 1270 in Detroit. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer, and it's pretty cool to do a two-person team interview to kind of celebrate what happened a year ago at the Midland Country Club with the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, inaugural event. LPGA players teamed up, and the team of Sydney Clanton and Jasmine Suanapara ended up winning the first Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational this year. Because of COVID-19, it was canceled. It will return in July 2021 at the Midland Country Club, and want to welcome Sydney and Jasmine. Welcome to Michigan again. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Well, yeah, thanks for having us.
You know, Jasmine, I'll start with you. Going into that first two-person team event, how'd you guys team up, and what was your strategy going in, and what was that weekend like?
Well, to start with this, I have to give a credit to my caddy, Michelle Simpson. We got lucky that Michelle, my current caddy, used to work with Sydney. And as soon as we know there's a team event going on, she was like, Jasmine, who should be our partner? Like, you know, and luckily that week, Michelle get to get in touch with Sid. Like, I believe she stayed at Sid's house on that week, and Sid was like, oh, pick me, because she want to play in a team event. So Michelle was just telling me, like, you know, you guys got to have a good match, because Sydney just so aggressive and hit it long, and me just have all the shot games and everything. And she said, oh, we going to do great together. It's going to be so great. And as soon as she suggests me to partner with Sydney, and I totally say yes, you know, that's going to be perfect. And I'm always looking forward to play this team event with Sid.
Sydney Clanton, and by the way, Jasmine Suanapura, two-person team LPGA event, Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. They won the first ever tournament at the Midland Country Club a year ago. Not happening this year because of COVID, back next year. Sydney, I remember watching you on the Golf Channel. You're really focused along with Jasmine. You guys were the perfect team. What was it like when you were presented the trophy and the check, and you knew you were the winners on that 18th green on that Sunday?
You know, the final round, I mean, was just phenomenal. I mean, just the whole day, and I think the peace between both of us throughout the round, and then the confidence just built as the round went on. So I'm not sure if during the award ceremony, if it had truly hit, like, what had happened, and the fact that I had received my LPGA card 2-year exemption. So it was kind of surreal. Jasmine, I think, got mad at me because she's like, you're not emotional. And I was like, I know. And so it was just one of those things where I'm not sure it had hit me yet, what had happened and how it had happened. But it was definitely an unbelievable experience. All the Michigan fans were out and cheering for us. And it was really cool to walk up to the 18th green with everybody kind of surrounding us and cheering for us. So it was a really, really cool experience.
Yeah, what would the two of you think? Because you've traveled to a lot of different golf events throughout your lives, playing the game, loving the game, and now playing it for a living. But what the Midland Country Club, what Dow, what the Great Lakes Bay Invitational, volunteers, the fans, what everybody did in that Bay region. I got a couple of minutes. I'll take 30 seconds from both of you. I'll begin with you, Jasmine. What was that week like in Midland, Michigan?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I can't hear
you. What was that week like for you in Midland, Michigan?
Oh, it's just like the best experience and the best feeling ever. I feel like everybody who's volunteering and all the fans out there, even I even play in a pro-am, and, you know a couple of members at Midland Golf Club. They're always there with me every day. And you know, cheering me every day. And I even have some, you know, some quality time with the members there that, you know, I really like this golf course. The vibe here is so nice. And everything about Dow, it's just perfect. I love it.
And Sydney, before we let you go, 30 seconds on what last year in that week in July off the course meant to you, looking at Dow, the Great Lakes Bay Invitational team, the Volunteers, your best memories of that week.
No, I mean, Jasmine hit it on the head. I mean, the Volunteers and the fans and everybody involved, the members of the club were just phenomenal. I mean, it was a cool atmosphere. There was lots of fans out there, and I think as LPGA players, we love to see people coming out and cheering for us and watching. So it was an unbelievable week. Dow put on a phenomenal tournament, and Midland came in and supported us so well. So we're so thankful for everybody in Midland and all the support, and we look forward to many, many more years in Midland.
And we'll see you both next year trying to defend the one and only, because of this year being canceled, Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational Championship. Ladies, thank you so much. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
All right, that is Sydney Clanton and Jasmine Suanapara, defending champions of the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, and that tournament will return to the historic Midland Country Club for our listeners on 100.9 FM and the home of Dow, where they're changing the world on a daily basis there in Midland, Michigan.